the first week that we were here, there were gunshots. And when we came outside, there was a young man dead right by this tree where you see the teddy bears. As I stood there and watched it all unfold, I was just totally taken by the yellow tape, the family, and everybody's reaction to this death, and watching us saying, if I'm going to live over here, there's got to be a better way to live. This is not what I'm going to deal with. And so I kept thinking and looking and watching. And as I saw the empty lot next to my home, I asked some people, well, what is this? And they said, it's supposed to be a community garden. So right away I said to myself, well, we need to take our hands off the trigger and put them back in the soil. I, being diabetic, could have used a healthier way to live. I also thought and knew from my experiences with the River West Co-op, when people eat healthier, they think better, they rest differently, you know, they're careful about what they put into their body, so then you can start to dictate what comes out of that system. I checked into it and found out who was doing the community garden, started meeting with them. Then I found out that this particular plot was in what is called a 10, targeted investment neighborhood. There were funds allocated to do trial run things here, that if they worked here, they could act as a model for other parts of the city. So we got a $4,000 grant. Then we went to Growing Power and said, help us do this garden. So they put the beds up and we got the furniture. We started having events here. 1 year later, the garden was here. A lot of people said, don't move there. It's rough. It's going to be this, that, and the other. And they were a little bit right, but as you see standing here today, it's very peaceful. You got La Follette Street School. You've got a corner grocery store, which is still black-owned. Historically, corner stores were important to black communities because a lot of times when they couldn't go to banks and get what they need or eat and things like that, they could go to corner stores, and corner stores would give them credit to get food with, and when they got their money, they could come and pay it off.
A complaint about a lot of convenience stores or corner stores is that they don't actually sell wholesome groceries.
Well, they're getting there. They're getting there, and the garden brought that to them. One thing we want to do with the garden, and that's the way that we can help them too, is we want to begin be able to take the food from the garden and put it out in front of the grocery store, still giving it away free, but saying to the grocery store, somehow you need to match what we're doing out here. If we want them to do something different than what they're doing, we got to create a way for them to still make money and survive. Otherwise, they might as well shut down, and because they can't compete against the Pick and Saves and the Lenas and the things like that. So they have to develop a plan, and a lot of them have opened the stores, and maybe we won't be happy with the single cigarettes and the paraphernalia for drugs that they sell, but otherwise, how would they operate their business? Because people only go there and buy milk when they can't get to the other store. They have to sell at a little higher price than what's in the store, so it has that, and that's how we're going to work together.
Now, what about crime? Has the garden helped with that?
One of the ways that I was able to help curtail the violence, I would work in the garden. When I would see the young men on the corner selling their drugs, I'd take my broom and I'd start sweeping the streets. And I'd sweep over by them and I'd say, yeah, ma'am, you know, I'd show them my gray hair and I'd say, that's my ID. My gray hair was my identification to them. And I'd say, young man, what are you doing here? Well, you don't have to tell me, but I want to tell you it's not a good practice. They're watching you. You're in the same spot every day doing the same thing. They only haven't caught you yet because they're building up a certain amount of money on you so they can get you as a felon versus a misdemeanor. Stay here and see. So I think to them, a voice of dad or granddad that they may not have heard, or if they heard it, it was different, came to them and they began to say, okay, now you don't see it anymore. It's not there on the corner. It's not there.